This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Additional U.S. troops are heading to the Middle East or have newly arrived there to bolster air defenses to protect U.S. personnel amid a surge in attacks in the region by Iran-affiliated groups, according to the Pentagon on Thursday.
It's part of our efforts to deter a broader conflict and further bolster U.S. force protection capabilities. I can confirm that since our initial force posture announcement, approximately 900 troops have subsequently deployed or are in the process of deploying to the U.S. Central Command area of responsibility.
That's Brigadier General Patrick Ryder, who says as tensions soar over the Israel-Hamas war, U.S. troops have been attacked at least 12 times in Iraq, 4 times in Syria in the past week. EU leaders have agreed at a summit on Thursday to call for the establishment of humanitarian corridors and pauses to get urgently needed aid into Gaza. The United States says Russia has been executing its own soldiers. U.S. National Security spokesperson John Kirby says the U.S. believes that the Russian military has been actually executing soldiers who refuse to follow orders, and that Russian commanders are threatening to execute entire units if they seek to retreat from Ukrainian artillery fire.
It's reprehensible to think about that you would execute your own soldiers because they didn't want to follow orders, and now threatening to execute entire units. I mean, it's barbaric. But I think it's a symptom of how poorly Russia's military leaders know they're doing and how bad they have handled this from a military perspective.
This is VOA News. Nigeria's Supreme Court on Thursday upheld President Bola Tinubu's win, bringing an end to the legal challenge brought by his two main rivals, who argued that his victory was marred by election irregularities.
Confirming the election of the second respondent as the duly elected president of the Federal Republic of Nigeria is thereby affirmed.
That is Supreme Court Judge John Okoro announcing the judgment in court. Tinubu said it was a moment for all of the parties to come together. Two people died, 9 others injured in an explosion at a commercial center in the Afghan capital on Thursday. Kabul police spokesman Khalid Zandran said in a message to reporters, the explosion occurred in the Dashit Barche neighborhood of Kabul, which is an enclave of the historically oppressed Shiite Hazara community. The U.S. Senate on Thursday overwhelmingly rejected legislation that would have forced President Joe Biden to withdraw U.S. troops from Niger, since the military officers seized power in that country in July. Hurricane Otis ripped through Mexico's southern Pacific coast as a Category 5 hurricane, unleashing massive flooding in the resort city of Acapulco, ravaging roads and leaving large swaths of the state without power or cell phone service. So far, there have been 27 confirmed deaths, and a number of people are still missing, and they estimate billions of dollars in damage. Otis was the strongest storm in history to make landfall along the Mexican Pacific coast. Scientists in Brazil have announced that they've developed an innovative new treatment to treat cocaine addiction. VOA's Jeff Custer says it's a vaccine.
Dubbed Calix Coca, the test vaccine triggers an immune response that blocks cocaine and its potent derivative, crack, from reaching the brain's pleasure center, effectively stopping addicts from getting high from the drug. Developed by researchers at Brazil's Federal University of Minas Gerais, the treatment has shown promising results in trials, and if it receives final regulatory approval, the researchers say it'll be the first time cocaine addiction will be treated using a vaccine. They hope it will help users break the cycle of addiction in Brazil, the world's second biggest consumer of cocaine. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
The U.S. International Trade Commission on Thursday issued an order that could bar Apple from importing its Apple Watches after finding the devices violate medical technology company Masimo's patent rights. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.